For a minute, I want you to imagine yourself in old age, going about your day, meeting up with a friend, and maybe coming back home and making a nice dinner. According to the World Health Organization, for 11.3% of our population over 65, this is made much more difficult by the presence of Alzheimer's dementia, which makes up greater than 60% of dementia forms. Research investigating healthy cognitive function into old age has historically viewed aging as a linear process, where changes in biological age interact directly with changes in cognition. However, there is an additional variable for females. Women make up two-thirds of those with dementia, and it is not only because women live longer. Research into cognitive function and aging often negates the significant endocrine shift experienced by women during midlife and how this process can temporarily and longitudinally lead to changes in cognitive ability. Hello and welcome to the Menopod. I'm Isabella Revalia, and today we'll be talking about cognitive changes during menopause and how this might impact later outcomes of cognitive ability. So, what exactly is menopause? Here are some responses from your classmates.
Loss of fertility.
I think of hot flashes.
Maybe like dramatic mood swings.
Menopause is defined as the period when women stop ovulating. The majority of women experience menopause between 45 and 55 years of age. This is not unique to humans. Rodents and non-human primates also share features of the menopausal transition. During perimenopause, the period just before menopause, women experience irregular cycles and have hormonal changes such as a rapid decline in estradiol, decreases in progesterone, and changes in follicle-stimulating hormone and luteinizing hormone production. During this period, women often complain of increased temperature, insomnia, pain, and nearly half of women report perceived changes in cognition. So, how exactly do these hormonal changes influence cognition? I'll let Dr. Jill Goldstein of Harvard University explain.
One is through the direct effects of estrogen and progesterone on brain systems. So we do know that the hippocampus and the prefrontal cortex, areas of the brain that are rich in estrogen receptors and are key to our success in remembering, that those areas respond differently to fluctuations in estrogen. So those brain areas do in fact change in their sensitivity. That's what we would call the direct hormonal effect. So that's one direction.
Clear links have been found between the hormonal and neurological changes experienced during the menopausal transition and Alzheimer's. Dr. Moscone, a researcher at Weill Cornell Medicine, investigated brain morphological changes related to Alzheimer's in a group of middle-aged women. When asked about her work, she said, "Our results show changes in brain imaging features or biomarkers in the brain, suggesting menopausal status may be the best predictor of Alzheimer's-related brain changes in women." However, not all women ultimately get dementia, not all women report perceived cognitive changes, and of those who do, many show a return to cognitive functioning of the premenopause period postmenopause. This was observed in two longitudinal studies, the Kinman Women Health Investigation and the Study of Women's Health Across the Nation, where women's scores during the delayed and immediate memory tests showed improvement with test repetition before and after the menopausal transition, but not during. This raises the questions of how is estradiol acting in the brain to influence cognition, and why does a decrease in estradiol during the menopausal transition have more severe outcomes for just some women? One study led by Dr. Roberta Brinton used a rodent model to investigate these questions. They classified rats into premenopausal, perimenopausal, and postmenopausal, and measured hormonal levels as well as markers for synaptic plasticity, glucose metabolism, and early markers of Alzheimer's. Normally, estradiol plays an important role in the brain's metabolism, including helping cells take up glucose from the blood to use as fuel for their activity. Britton found that as the rats' hormones dropped, their brains turned to ketone bodies as an alternative fuel source. In addition, she found neurological changes for decreased synaptic function during the perimenopausal period. These data suggest changes in bioenergetic systems in the brain may be a mechanism for the reported cognitive decline during perimenopause. In addition, more severe bioenergetic changes in the perimenopausal period could be a marker to look at for an increased risk of individuals developing dementia. So, why did the longitudinal studies observe a return to normal cognitive functioning after the menopausal transition? Brinton and her fellow researchers proposed that, quote, recovery of cognitive function upon menopause would be mechanistically linked to the utilization of ketone bodies as an adaptive and transitory response to impaired glucose metabolism. So, the brain is adapting how cells are fueled in response to changes in the hormonal profile. Where does this leave us? Treatments for symptomology of the menopausal transition typically include hormone therapies in the form of estrogen or progesterone supplements. These are typically not prescribed for just cognitive changes alone, and studies investigating their impact on cognition have shown mixed results. There's a theory called the critical timing hypothesis, which proposes that beneficial effects of estradiol are only observed if it is administered near the stop of ovarian function. So this is an area where more diverse study groups, in addition to more longitudinal research, is needed. But this additional research may indicate a way women can treat perceived cognitive decline during perimenopause. Several epidemiological studies have suggested beginning hormone therapy shortly after the onset of menopause may have beneficial cognitive effects long-term and protect against cognitive decline. More research in this area, in addition to investigating factors during the menopausal transition that could be markers of increased risk for dementia, will help in early detection and treatment for dementia in women.